Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Tim Stafford's book, Knowing the Face of God, affirms that the Bible is above all a storybook, a collection of stories by different authors, writing in different styles, that together tell a comprehensive and consistent story about God. Page 121. Most of these stories, especially those in the Old Testament, relate to God's dealings with the Jewish nation and the Jews' response to God's gracious provisions for their lives. All of the Old Testament stories have some relevance for modern men, but some seem to have special meaning for modern Christians. I invite your attention to our study of the topic, Learning from Israel's Experiences. Maybe you would like to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 10. In the latter part of 1 Corinthians 9, Paul spoke of the prize Christians can receive at the end of their earthly race. Do you not know that they which run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Paul urged his readers to exercise self-control as they ran, figuratively speaking, toward the finish line. And every man who strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we do it to obtain an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one who beats the air. But I keep my body under me and bring it into subjection. 1 Corinthians 9:25-27. If Christians do not maintain self-control in their striving for the mastery, would that make any difference in the final outcome? Paul said very plainly, "But I keep my body under me and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I had preached to others, I myself might be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9:27. Have you ever wondered about the word castaway in the King James Version? Does the word suggest that the one who does not control his behavior in his life's activities could eventually be lost? Let me put that question to you as simply as I am able. Can a child of God fall away? The word rendered castaway is adokimos, which means one who has been tried or tested and has failed the test. The noun is normally translated reprobate, but it is also rendered rejected. Hebrews 6:8. Does the word even faintly suggest the possibility of falling from grace? My friends, it not only suggests it, it actually states it. And who was the one who said he might become a reject? It was none other than the great Apostle Paul. The Hebrew writer expressed the same truth in these powerful words. "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. Paul illustrates the possibility of being rejected by appealing to the history of the Israelite nation. Literally hundreds of thousands of Israelites were rejected because of their unbelief. Paul explained, "Well, because of unbelief, they, that is the Jews, were broken off, and you, Gentile Christians, stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear." Romans 11:20. But what if the Gentiles did not remain faithful? "But if God spared not the natural branches, the Jews, take heed lest he also spare you not, the Gentiles." Romans 11:21. Paul warned both Jews and Gentiles of God's wrath upon the disobedient. "Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off." Romans 11:22. Only branches which are productive are allowed to remain. The fruitless branches are cut off and burned in the fire. John 15:6. the record of God's dealings with the Israelites was not kept for our entertainment. God wants His people living in the Christian era to learn from the triumphs and failures of the Jews. Paul told the Romans, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Romans 15:4. Paul used similar language in his first letter to the Corinthians. "Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." 1 Corinthians 10:11. Paul begins his discussion of our learning from Israel's experiences by encouraging the Corinthians to understand what God intended to teach in the many examples recorded in the Old Testament. "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." 1 Corinthians 10:1. Paul was duly concerned about the possibility of the Corinthians being castaways. He did not want them to be ignorant of that truth. Dr. A.T. Robertson says Paul's warning was a real, not an imaginary peril. Later in the same chapter, Paul warns, "Wherefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." 1 Corinthians 10:12. If there were no danger of falling, why does Paul bother to warn the Corinthians or anyone else? Paul pled with the Corinthians to think seriously about the history of God's people under the Old Covenant. He wanted them to know of God's special arrangements for the nation and of His great love for the Israelite people. But, in spite of God's care and concern for them, the Jews sinned grievously against the Lord and had to be removed from the land God had given them. God had said to the Jews through the prophet Jeremiah, "Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Jeremiah 2:12-13. Paul did not want the Corinthians to be ignorant of Israel's past behavior. He was not inferring that their ignorance would in any way excuse them for their sinful behavior. The Lord does not allow for ignorance as an excuse. We have God's Word to inform us as to God's expectations. Paul did remind the Corinthians of incidents they probably knew, but had not really profited from knowing. May God help us to learn from the great stories which are included in the Bible. There were two basic lessons the Old Testament stories were designed to teach. God graciously provided for the needs of the Israelites in their wanderings in the wilderness, in spite of God's goodness. The Israelites sinned against God and were overthrown. Paul said to the Corinthians, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea." 1 Corinthians 10:1. The term "our fathers" refers to the leaders in the nation of Israel. Only in a spiritual sense were they the fathers of the Corinthians, most of whom were Gentiles. In order for the Jews to have the power of God through the wilderness, God provided a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. The Old Testament record explains, "And they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped in Ephah, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud, to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them Frankly, I cannot answer that question, but I wonder how much more faithful many of us are in our day. Have not many modern churches turned aside from God's infallible Word to honor the teachings of psychologists, New Age gurus, and other false teachers. The Israelites were miraculously saved as they passed through the Red Sea. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went before their face and stood behind them. And it came to the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Exodus 14:19-22. According to Paul, the Israelites were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians 10:2. Paul certainly does not intend for us to understand that the Israelites were baptized for the remission of sin, as Peter later taught the Jews on Pentecost. But there are two very significant points about the baptism of the Israelites which need to be mentioned. The Israelites were submerged, overwhelmed, completely covered and surrounded in the sea. There is no way sprinkling or pouring can fit this context. That baptism under the new covenant is an overwhelming and immersion. Paul affirms that the Colossians were buried with Christ in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. While the Israelites' baptism in the cloud and in the sea did not save them from their sins, it did separate them from their old life in Egypt. That baptism signified that they were leaving one life and entering a new one. For sinners today, baptism into Christ means they are leaving the old life of folly and sin and walking in a new life. Paul explained it this way. Do you not know that so many of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together,
man is crucified with him, the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 7:3-5.
Through our obedience to the Lord and baptism, we become free from sin and become the servants of Jesus Christ. Romans 7:3. Through baptism, we're all made to drink of that one Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:13, and we put on Christ in baptism, Galatians 3:26-27. When the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and began their wandering in the wilderness, they did all eat the same spiritual meat, 1 Corinthians 10:3. The Greek word for meat does not mean flesh. Broma means food, and referred to the manna which God provided for the Jews. It also included the quail which God gave the Israelites. The book of Exodus gives this account. And it came to pass that at evening the quail came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew which lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they knew not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Exodus 16:13-15. The manna and the quail were called spiritual food because the Lord supernaturally met their needs in the wilderness. Liberal critics have ridiculed the idea of God supernaturally providing for his people, but they have no substantial ground for doing so.
The God who made this world and brought human beings into it, he had no difficulty performing miracles for their sustenance. The deliverance of the Jews from Egypt, their survival through 40 years of wonder, God's giving of the law, and many other facets of God's dealings with the Jews involved miracles. There is absolutely no reason he could not provide for his own people as he prepared them to enter the land he had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. It was entirely fitting that miracles accompanied them almost every step of their way toward Canaan. Our Lord often used incidents from the history of the Jews to teach powerful lessons to his followers. John 6 gives us one example. Our fathers had eaten manna in the desert, and it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes on me shall never thirst. John 6:31-35. Not only did the Israelites eat the spiritual food which God had made available to them, they also drank of the same spiritual drink. So they drank of that spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Please notice Paul's use of the word all. They all ate of the same spiritual meat, and they all drank of the same spiritual drink which followed them. God took care of all his people. Many of the Jews were afraid they would perish in the wilderness, and they would have to survive, if they survived at all, without God's supernatural care of them, without God's miraculous intervention. The Jews simply would have died in the wilderness. The tense of the verb, did drink, is imperfect active, and indicates the constant availability of water. God would not allow his people to perish for thirst. On their journey through the wilderness, the people came to Rephidim and could find no water. They began to complain to Moses because they thought he had brought them into the wilderness to kill them. When Moses inquired of his course of action, the Lord said to him, behold, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and all the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of all the elders of Israel. Exodus 17:1-7. Later in the Israelites' wandering, God commanded Moses to speak to a rock so that God would perform another miracle of providing water. Instead of speaking, he in his anger smote the rock, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Numbers 20:7-11. Even though Moses disobeyed God by striking the rock, God was still gracious enough to provide water for the starving Israelites. But because of his disobedience, Moses was forbidden to enter the promised land. Numbers 20:12. Please notice again that the word spiritual is used of God's gracious arrangement for the Israelites. They drank of that spiritual rock which followed them. It was not spiritual in the sense that it was not physical. It was spiritual because God had supernaturally given them water from the rock. If you have some of that water today, it would taste just like any other water. But God had intervened to provide the water when natural, ordinary sources of water were not available. All of the mighty acts of God, giving manna and quail and providing water, showed his love for his people in a very difficult period in their history. We're not promised supernatural help, but we are told that God will take care of us. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things Yes, Gabriel, do you smell
shall be added unto you.
Paul
says that the Israelites drank from the same spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Paul
wants us to believe that the rock from which the water sprang was the living, breathing Son of Almighty God. Was Jesus Christ in the wilderness of the
Gethsemane? If I did not act of the heavy, says Narako Shadow, Nelly, move near from. There also a shot of him done, says Nary, kill a snap, yes, it needs more seed. No, Roger. For now, hell, a snap, you met off you, and there are you last night. And there are not off you, and that's three. I am sorry, here, just brought you, snick you off, say that. The develop a rich meat ox in house, so when you see one door that on this week. The earth was no one home, not sure for me, dear, as a snack. There are over 30 missing 7 feet. Me is getting out where you make us. I'm below 100 miles, where we know. There are you know, the hammer from the ex-jokes are all set up. And we're all 30 up. The fat on the delivery is. Now, if it isn't a sham, this was hot, please. We are so meant that. Yeah, drawing us in the person yet that night. Smash the skin and urge yet the saw wet. The best in the on crump. The off me is the best we can. My, her eesh. The day back her arm that we can. See if I well move and eat. Now slip a little bit of sith. The day I see no say out to see it's your ordinate fire smash dog that. Yes, half in this air, sit me with that up. I shall read it next to all of our old sniff, McDougal. And I ask your truth now and drum that. And it's your truth now. And it's the best we can be with you, sir, out of. And I shall read it next to I'm the fat day out, snare, shook, snare, say the weed here with children. Yeah, this man, I should get on the shot.
Cannot so say.
It's the best now, we're even to get lost. See if I am looking at it once in a while, if I lay down big quiz. There are no escape of my hoosing, they're all vicious me scared now. They're old net or not, or the off the dog must be easier for the seasonal. As if Bill was not a wit. Hasn't you nicked me, see, Faber? So as he's doing it, it's as now, and that's his warm boss, Bill was not. Now, shall we get some after the line, but not so as he's new, well, no, I shouldn't just be as near deep, no. Rather was an end, and that the outer fell on the earth, but I'll grab a warm one yet, yes. Now, shall we get some after the line, but not so as the earth was no. No, I'm not sure. The arcs of these nuts, they live now. Or the arcs of those, they show a fly. They look now. So they show a fam or slaw, you just. We just know you were asking. And her, and at least, they used to fret. So not the stuff and I'm so mad. Or the arcs of those, also. The all on earth, they that do you just not wash now. Since they were mad, then it's the human. The stuff and I'm so foul, though. The all of it all with a, or not, that's not a hair like that. No, but full of a huge you. They are either me, it's a huge you. They're off of a huge you. And they give them off, so I'm still glad. You see, it's not the old self that's so soft, but it's not fashion, you shall have a lot of gifts, you know. This nets look as if rather sweet, but I should have said unto you. Her own eyes, and that's me, yes, her heath up. Now, shall we get to next one, I'm a fat and self, broke so soft, but it's all right. There are all curious jokes now, if they've got two of them, but it's in the way out of those hospitals. The out there of this government, and that's the eighth notion of it. My little toe shall be at on side. Say, ah, need. Snarf, fry a feet up. Snarf, say, ah, says, and you should be about with the girl, if you're best, and you're all these must. In the service here there on the death of Earth on earth in a bee. See there and about Jesus this we have must saw at yes, the emptiness will lay through it. No ship no shiver as nick at Sabal. So softly thou be beat. It is if nay say roach set. See out for foul of the snares there without in him there. They're all robbing a scabbers every robin. See out for the robin is robin, yes you. And I heard that we're selling ox for ship. Same, oh, the other but the worst you're going to walk with. And I heard that we're selling ox in my snout. So I asked us, snus will if it's in the robber folks, you know all that on, said he, elk is next. You know, such a little look, said he. And I'd must be asked about the law. So I thought, nah, and I'm assessing the fact that we're getting the law down for the healthy holiday. Of our Sherry gets next faithful. Now, if they're a history bit now, I'm going to hurt you. Now, I'll be really lost for them next to us, to the end. They're out with Alan, it's now, if they're rushed, they're losing the snack yet. So I'll be up for a say, and bring your shift for a little sock, but I'll be in the A, head off that. Else I'll get their heads down, and it'll be.
The history of
it. Assessing in the Lord, yes, there's never been a war, they know
the Bible, just at those days. It was intended.
Oh, yes,
me know with danger of falling away.
No, excuse me, you're right, you still must know. What's it?
Needs
tell. We know what I'm going to tell you.
And I answered my own. There are hundreds and hundreds of examples.
Ronnie, oh, yes, there was an answer.
That should be either a warning or an encouragement to us.
It's our keep going.
God wants us to learn.
All the bells, there is a much more.
If we would learn about the fleet, we could avoid so many pitfalls.
I'm not sure.
Alas, many of us are so blind or stubborn that you do not learn and have made some of the same blunders as you have made. In this verse, Paul says that even after he has destroyed the Israelites, we should not lust as they lust. The same or even greater punishment awaits us when we disobey the word of our God. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.
It's a sham, say, this is a new rub. Say, oxus is no lava. Ye macht the net or laugh, but do you not know and be amuno. So be it, say, I'll be doing ye not the laugh, the hand, but he will. Say, I'll read. First book, son, is your all, it's his search. Say, sir, for a scant in the earth, he's for something. And now I can have Mr. Ong, if it is not, that he is in this all, yeah, leave there, so where he's profit. And I hope Miss O'Kiss near found. Still on the Nessie, old Ning, old Nessie, you're ever for God, but me. It's not sure when I know this must, and I'm sure when I know I see that. And I don't mean that all, I'll hear this out. My horse for you, dear, and I'll just look to the horse that my husband is in this town for you, I'll see that. I'd say her track, or if I didn't know we had number, I didn't hurt you. Me is broken in his throat. Now, where do you think I'm? He must just say, I'll just see his door eyes in a bee. All kind of my stomp so far off somehow. Hell, Josh had no one. But her old dog wasn't remembering it, sir. He was a hit of northeast. There is a scent that off was half the elk slivers. All these snogging is east northeast, and I already bound to be here in the leaf. But her old was a hit. And I say, the hog no one bought it off me, say, I said, me, her voice, but the fed he broke me. Me is yet a year 30, and I guess, say, ox is east. Her guess, and it all, I was still on the net, say, he owed me, oh, old grub. And yes, I hope this is left ready. Here's no use now, where do you think it's? Who's driving their old beside ox, and who might have his divine of the earth? Send a night, and if the owl is not in the yester, that sneers for ox, as none of it's a heroic now that he's hanging it off. And all rats as he's been there, and I'll be divine of the earth, who is not down before me, see, and the seal. Sir, I'll see if the city was a hidden will, it's ready. The ox is east or lava, of sod and no one bats and it off my vatsky, if sir, it was half by the four and a half four. Still under heaven, say, in a ship, last, that's a earth, even a kiss of me, if it. There is still what I remember with that book, snod, when I'm below it. And I am below with a mask, the one ain't on me, it's a hospital. Now, she has to press me to doubt me, never say, earth, books, if I is a hospital, and that, sir, up, says, no one. Sir, I heard you say, I will not see it, isn't it? And I was the end of us not. See, I'll cry to this now, I said, the hour was not that. And he guessed me never, I was to you this now. As if I put a rose, show my oar, saw my heel. Now I'm a little hunting my head, where we know. And there are heel, and if I'm with me, I took the old, isn't it?
Stammer, wie ich nicht.